Oller Building Company. That is OLLER. If you're looking to build a new home, then Oller Building Company are the folks for you. They're great folks. In fact, just had lunch with a couple of them last week or the week before. If you are new to the game of home building, then Oller Building Company is for you if you've done it numerous times. Oller Building Company also for you. A lot of people stray away from the idea of even building a home because they don't know what questions to ask. They're afraid they're going to get taken advantage of. I wouldn't be telling you about Oller Building Company if I didn't trust them, if I didn't know what they were doing. They can help you whether you know nothing at all or if you know exactly what you want. And no two homes they build are alike, so that's nice as well. I'd find them, if you find them and follow them on Facebook, they post often some of their latest homes that they built so you can get a sense of the quality and the variety that you get with the homes. And as always, you can find all of their contact information under Nick's endorsements at KSGF.com. Got audio I'll play for you coming up. The one of Biden's handlers cutting him off once again his feed. This is happening with greater frequency where he goes off script. It generally occurs when he's like, can I ask a question here? And this was during a visit to Boise, Idaho, and he received a briefing about the ongoing wildfires that, of course, are because of global warming, because in case you didn't know this, the consensus among all scientists is that fire did not exist until the SUV. And that's why we have all of these fires. I'll just pause for a moment. They like to attribute hurricanes to climate change, droughts to climate, I mean, pretty much any sort of weather condition, right? And theoretically, that's part of weather, right? And it is part of the climate. It's something that's happened since the beginning of time, and it's something that does. It has cycles. Our climate has cycles, and those cycles do have an impact on water levels. They have an impact on I'm sure, hurricanes. That would only make sense. Now, of course, the Biden position is that you can somehow just stop those natural weather cycles from occurring, which is, of course, absurd and anti-science, but nonetheless. But I don't know, has anyone ever explained how fire is supposed to be a climate change deal? I mean, think about it. Again, with a hurricane, well, you got the atmospheric conditions, and you got the moisture in the air, and you got the flow of air, all these things that make up hurricanes, that make up storms, that create droughts, are part of climate. But a fire is not climate. Is the idea that it's just gotten so hot, fires spontaneously just pop up? Is that what we're supposed to believe? They don't ever seem to really go into much explanation as to how it is that climate change causes fires to happen. In fact, is there any other thing that they attribute to climate change that anyone can create themselves? You can't really create a drought yourself. You can't create hurricanes. You can't create tornadoes as a person. But anybody can create a fire. Anybody can do that. It might very well be the only climate change result that they tell that you can actually go buy a device and make it yourself. Biden was at this briefing, and he's being given information, and it's streamed. The White House is streaming it. And as has become more frequent, he begins to talk, and then they shut it down, and it just goes to a graphic that says the White House or something along those lines. We'll have audio of that. Also, the RNC has released a really great video. It's a sort of video I wish that they would put on television. Although I imagine that if they bought airtime, you would have a lot of markets try to ban it. And all it is about 2+ minutes of clips, none of which repeat, from Biden to Fauci to Psaki to the education secretary to the head of the CDC to numerous other Biden administration officials saying that there will not be a federal mandate for vaccines. That is not the place of the federal government, that it's not wise to do that, that they are intent on protecting people's freedoms and liberties out of their mouths. Over and over and over and over again. Let's get the latest news update. First alert forecast, sponsored by Hanson's Tree Service. Sunny today, high near 90, 66 for a low tonight, and a chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of shower storms, high of 82, and sunny Thursday, high of 85, 68. Queen City Motors talk and text line 447-KSGF. Here is Joe Biden yesterday. This is the feed that you're going to hear the audio from of Biden's briefing on wildfires with federal and state officials. And he's being provided information, and then he decides he wants to ask a question.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
One of the things that I've been working on with some others is...
That's where they cut him off, his own people. During Monday's visit to Boise, received that briefing. While Biden spoke for much of the briefing, at one point he said he wanted to hear more from George Gosler of the National Association of State Foresters, which is, you heard him say, can I ask a question? The White House then, or some of his handlers, cut him off mid-sentence. So he was going off screen. He was veering into an area that wasn't written down for him. This is where we are. There has been, I'll tell you this, every Republican president since I have been alive has been characterized as an idiot, as a dummy, as stupid. Now, Bush Sr., he was labeled as a wimp. They didn't go this stupid route with him so much. The Clinton campaign, when they took him on, they tried to portray him as being wimpy. Reagan, they portrayed as being some sort of doofus. GW, they portrayed as being some sort of doofus. Trump, they portrayed as just, you know, full-blown moron and an idiot. We got a guy in the White House that his own people write up scripts for him, and if he begins to go off script, this is the President of the United States. They won't even allow him to ask questions. Or at least be seen asking questions. Has there ever been a demonstration of a president that is so mentally ill-equipped, as much as they wanted to portray Bush as stupid, Reagan as stupid, Trump as stupid, that we got this guy? Fox News has a story. They note this isn't the first time the White House has intervened in blocking Biden from being heard by the general public last month. The president's audio feed was cut as he was about to respond to a reporter's question on his administration's military withdrawal deadline from Afghanistan. And in March, the White House cut his feed as he said that he was, quote, happy to take questions while speaking to Democrat lawmakers at a virtual event. The latest incident comes just days after Politico reported how White House staffers will, quote, either mute Biden or turn off his remarks out of anxiety that he will veer away from the West Wing's carefully orchestrated messaging. This has become clear. This isn't about... Well, I want to get a traffic update, and I want to bring this into focus because we've long known that Biden is not all there, but it seems as if many of us, and I probably was included in this, had this misconception that Biden, yeah, he might have people advising him, And he might have people coaching him, but ultimately, he's the guy that's making the decisions. Maybe they're not good decisions. What we're seeing more and more demonstrates that this guy is 100% controlled as a puppet. What he says, when he says it, when he'll be heard, to the point that it does become necessary to try to determine who is running this country. Everything that we are seeing demonstrated by the, quote, White House staff or the White House handlers tells us that somebody else is in charge, whether it is one individual or if it's a committee of people, cabinet members, they sit around, they vote. This is the direction that we're going to tell Biden to go. I will say this. In the lead up to the inauguration and even post-inauguration to some point, people felt that Kamala would be the one actually running the puppet from behind the scenes. I don't think that that's the case. I don't think anyone thinks that's the case anymore. She has clearly demonstrated she is just about as intelligent and on point, as sharp as Biden is. With a greater frequency, we're seeing the handlers, I guess. I don't even think they're handlers. These folks who cut off the audio feeds of Biden, who tell him when he can ask questions, gives him a list of individuals whom he is allowed to call on, and he fully acknowledges this. He's, all right, who did they tell me to call on here? They told me I got to call on this person first and so forth. To me, a handler suggests somebody that just sort of helps you, gets you from one place to the other, but ultimately you're in charge. They just kind of help you out a little bit maybe here and there. I don't think that's what's going on. I think he's got controllers or a controller. Now, who this is, I don't know. I don't know who it is. I don't believe it's the vice president. When was the last time you heard from my hand? Talk about radio silence on that gal. Do you know how lucky the Democrat Party is that there are so many ignorant people in this country? And I mean that. You look at the utter, complete, humiliating disaster that these people have become. There's not a single thing that they have touched that hasn't turned into a total disaster. You think about where we were this time during the Trump administration. You had small businesses that were just elated. You had more money in the private sector because the government under the Trump tax cuts, and I forget exactly when they came into play. It may have been a bit after this point in the administration. But just remember that jubilance. Businesses announcing bonuses for everyone. Businesses announcing expansions. Businesses announcing that people were getting cost, or they're not just bonuses, but getting salary increases. I remember we had some of the area businesses in here talking about, because they were expanding. We're going to be building that. We're going to be adding this many more jobs. And it was all because of the Trump economic plan. And then the sense, the feel now, you've got these businesses with through their mandates, some of which are completely shut down. They're bracing to have tax increases come into play. Not to mention the cost of the regulations, and there just never seems to be enough money for the Democrats to take out of the private sector. And then you get this insanity, the trillion dollar, these trillions of dollars they want to spend. Like, well, we have to raise taxes to pay for it. Why? Clearly deficits don't matter. It's almost as if they fully behave in a manner in terms of spending. The deficits and the debt don't matter. So then why bother raising taxes? Why take that money out of the private sector? Why suck that money out of the economy? It is their instinct to stick it to people who are successful. It is an instinct to stick it to people who create jobs. You could at least understand it if they were hell-bent on not having a deficit. And they felt spending somehow was the wise thing to do. And they're like, listen, we don't have any choice. We've got to. We can't have a deficit. But the deficits are irrelevant to them. And so then to decide, well, we're going to tax you anyway, even though we don't care about deficits, that's punitive. Who is behind the curtain? We have a president of the United States that is given specific scripts to read, and if he starts to ask questions, they have so little faith in that guy as a train wreck. He has so little ability to actually be president, they cut him off. Coming up, the RNC has released a video showing time and time and time again that officials within the Biden administration lied to the American people about a vaccine mandate. Not going to do it. Federal government doesn't have the authority to do it. Some instances even talking about protecting people's freedoms. I believe Jen Psaki talks about that in one of the clips, people's freedom and liberty. Of course, now Biden says that doesn't matter. Your freedom and liberty, that's not the point here. That's gone. Irrelevant, out the window. How quickly they change when you don't do what they want you to do. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. This is an 11-hour-old review from Michelle, Don, Alex, the entire team, so helpful during our house buying process. The knowledge, friendliness, expertise made the whole process so much smoother. We highly recommend them if you are thinking of buying a new home. Danny, earlier this summer, said, my wife and I just closed on our new home. Alex and his team were so very helpful throughout the entire process. When it seemed everyone else was dragging their feet and not responding to our calls, Alex took the lead, made sure everything was good to go at closing. Thank you, Alex. And Don mentioned it a couple weeks ago, he's expanded his team, and so they're able to work for you even faster. Any home loan needs you have, refinancing, otherwise, iwantagreathomeloan.com, because you do, and all that information to contact Don is under Nick's endorsements at ksgf.com. There is a new video that has been put out by the Republican National Committee, and it is Democrats in their own words, specifically regarding the vaccine mandate. Now, you're going to hear a few voices numerous times, one of which is Fauci. Every time you hear him is a different appearance, however. Every time you hear Jen Psaki, it's a different appearance. Every one of these people are people within the Biden administration that are now pushing a federal mandate.
I'd be surprised if you mandated it for any element of the general public.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
And no federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential.
We're not counting on vaccine mandates at all.
Those are decisions the federal government is not going to make.
You're not going to see a central mandate coming from the federal government.
That's not the role of the federal government.
You know, at the federal level, I don't have the authority to either mask mandate or vaccine mandate. That's not what we do at the federal level.
Definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take the vaccine. We've never done that.
There will be no federal mandate.
This is a decision that historically has not come from the federal government around vaccine mandates.
That has not happened ever, to my knowledge, at a national level.
And no federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential.
No federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential.
I don't see it on a national level, merely because of all the situations you have upon encroaching upon person's freedom to make their own choice.
Local businesses, local jurisdictions will work towards vaccine mandates. That is going to be locally driven and not federally driven.
Can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make.
There's no secret that I feel that we should not have central mandates from the federal government.
But I think you won't see is a requirement from the federal government to have people get vaccinated.
I wouldn't anticipate that we would be putting requirements on private sector companies.
I don't think you'll ever see a mandating of vaccine, particularly for the general public.
There will be no nationwide mandate.
Our interest is very simple, from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
But we don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
So that is put out by the RNC. You heard Fauci there quite a bit. Some of his audio was muffled because he was doing Zoom interviews. Education secretary's in there. CDC's in there. You got Jen Psaki in there. I think one of my favorites was when Fauci said, I don't think it's any secret, and I'm against mandating this sort of thing, against having a centralized mandate. You noticed a lot of supporters of these folks have been out there trying to claim that these sort of mandates, this is nothing new. Yet here you have virtually every one of these people from the Biden administration noting, including Fauci, not only is that not something the federal government does, it's not something the federal government has the authority to do, but you heard Fauci at least two occasions saying, we've never done that as a country. Never had a federal mandate. These same people if they are talking about individuals who are simply being consistent with what they themselves said characterize these people as non-compliant characterize these people as wanting to kill people you see how empty their hateful rhetoric is. Acting as if being in opposition to a mandatory injection makes you an extremist. Yet they themselves, just months ago, were holding the same position as those of us who say it's not the federal government's position to make. So were they extremists back then? Were they radicals back then? This is what happens when you veer away from a government that believes in people's individual liberties. People in power will take whatever power they can and use it against people when people don't behave the way that they want them to. This is what the founders knew. This is why the founders set this country up in a way that had never, ever been set up before. And that was government isn't the place. The people in government aren't the people who give you your rights. Every single human being has individual rights endowed upon them by their creator. They're all equal. And these are rights that government does not have the authority to take away, does not have the authority to infringe upon these people. One of the reasons that this was so important, it was because of the recognition that even if at some point you have somebody really great in charge who won't use that authority, at some point, you will have someone who does want to use that authority. And when we get to the point where we adopt this philosophy that our rights are given to us by people in government, then we have no rights. And what that makes us susceptible to is the whims of the people who are in power, to where we can live in a country where you can have a montage over 2 minutes from just over the past several months, people from the administration say, no, we're not going to mandate. Oh, we can't do that. Government doesn't have authority to do that. We've never done that. That's not something we do. We respect your liberty. It's important we respect your individual rights, what you do with your body. Over and over and over again, then flip of a switch, all that's gone. Because it can be. Because they are the ones who are in charge of you. They recognize that we are at a point where there is enough of the population, and along with the messaging of the media, that do not want you to make decisions for yourself. They believe in a centralized form of government where a few brilliant people, we've seen like Joe Biden on full display, truly brilliant, should be the ones making decisions for every single person on this in this country. And it doesn't matter if they have a reason that's a good reason. Look at the mandate itself. Businesses over 100. Oh, so if you have 95 people, why 100? They don't have to give a reason why, because they're in charge. They dictate to you what you are and are not allowed to do. And they're perfectly fine with it. This is where we have veered that has made us so, you know, individual liberty is just not really at play any longer in this country. I mean, Biden's right. He's eliminated that. Not that it completely went from full individual liberty to nothing overnight. It's just been greatly accelerated since the Biden administration came into play. Every American should be outraged that they were lied to about this. Now, I know many of you are. But many of the same people who, while some of us were saying it will get to this point over the past year, they start mandating a mask. They start mandating this. They are going to mandate you put a needle in your arm and inject yourself with a substance. And the very people who are defenders of the Biden administration saying they won't do that, they've said they won't do it, are the first ones to not say, gosh, we were wrong. They don't say we were betrayed. They don't say we were made fools. We were dispatched out there to mimic their rhetoric on liberty and you know, made to look like a bunch of idiots. No, they don't say that. They just do the about face with them. No shame, no dignity, no respect for their own individual liberty. That you can have that many people that often go on and just lie. Lie. We won't do this. We promise we won't do it. We don't have the authority to do it. And then be like, who's going to stop us? Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. I got audio here of hospital staff caught plotting to, quote, scare, in their words, the public into being more afraid of COVID. I'll play that here in a moment. But somebody had asked a good question. I thought I'd answer as simply and as best as I can. And they're listening online and said, why is it I get commercials from Indiana? Some of the commercials that you hear streaming live, whether it's via the KSGF app or at KSGF.com, are local commercials. Those are advertisers that have paid to be there. But there are also empty spaces, right? So if perhaps we don't have all of those slots sold, and they get sold as separate from what's on air, that's got to fill with something. So there's, now, I'm not going to be able to get real detailed on this because I don't understand the exact details of how it works, but there is a service or a provider that will pay to have advertisers run on there. Okay, so that's an additional revenue source for us, some company. And what happens is they identify where you are. And how do they do that? I don't know exactly. Let me give this example. Somebody once, they said, why do I always get local commercials from Wisconsin? And I was like, had a conversation with them, and their phone number was a Wisconsin phone number. They used to live up there. So the service identified that phone they thought it was in Wisconsin, so they were giving local commercials. So I would suspect that at some point, whomever, you know, if you're getting hearing commercials that are from Indiana, that at some point, whether your phone number's from Indiana or you were there or it pinged there, then that would be the reason why. Again, I'm not getting real detailed on it because I don't understand the details and whether it's an IP address thing or whether it's an area code thing, that I'm not aware of. But it's just some sort of identifying factor that they use to try to figure out where you are to give you commercials that are going to be most relevant to you. And if they are somewhere else, it's for some reason they think that your phone is in that area potentially. That's how I understand it. Okay. That's a good question because I'd wonder that too. Like, I don't understand this. There was a leaked Zoom call between doctors and marketing staff at Novant Health New Hanover Regional Medical Center in North Carolina. Now, marketing staffs for hospitals, on one hand, it seems very nefarious. You're like, what do you have to market? Now, I get it and understand it. If you just want to, you know, oh, we're a great hospital and we got 5-star review and we've got some of the most best trained staff. But unfortunately, what has happened here is these marketing departments are sometimes used in order to get people to behave in a specific way that the hospitals want. And that's what this conversation and the Zoom call was about.
So those are numbers that we put out as far as, we don't get into details of floor or
right.
Those other numbers are certainly out there.
Right. I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public. Then there's another comment, as I completely agree, there are many people still hospitalized that we're considering post-COVID, but we're not counting in those numbers. So how do we include those post-COVID people in the numbers of the patients we have in the hospital?
So is that all the people who have been in the hospital since the beginning of COVID?
Well, or is it that are still in it? And that's something that I can take to someone else. But I think those are important numbers. The patients that are still in the hospital, that are off the COVID floor, but still are occupying the hospital for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
Carolyn, we call those... I'm sorry, we're calling those recovered now. If you look at the Novant Health dashboard, they're listed as recovered. But I do think it, from our standpoint, we would still consider them a COVID patient because they're still healing.
Yeah. So I think that needs to be highlighted as well.
Yeah.
Because once they're off isolation, they drop from the COVID numbers. That's exactly right.
Kellen, we can talk offline and how we run that up. To marketing.
All right. So I'm just going to say, Carolyn, I think we have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful. We have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
All right. So the discussion there, you've got the doctors, you got the marketing people advising how to, quote, scare people. Kind of laughing at, well, we'll just tell them they're going to die. The marketing they were talking about using there was to deceive people and to manipulate the numbers. And so what they were discussing is, all right, we've got COVID and then, oh, the COVID recovery. And she's essentially saying what we need to do is drop the recovery and count those people as COVID so that it looks like there are less people or no people recovering. And instead we have more COVID positive patients than we actually do. I'm like, oh, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. This is why people don't trust this stuff. Now, let me tell you something else here. It's one thing to have some doctors, to have some marketing people go a little rogue and get a little, let's just say, overly enthusiastic, and they get a bit off track about what the true goal should be and about being honest and so forth, and they get caught. And you know, you as a hospital, you come out, and you're like, this is absolutely unacceptable. These people are reprimanded or they're gone. The problem, though, is that hospitals defend it. That hospital issued a statement in response to the video to a local station there in North Carolina, WRAL. And they noted the team members involved in this excerpt of an internal meeting are seeing the highest level of COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths so far in the pandemic, despite having safe and effective vaccines widely available. This was a frank discussion among medical and communications professionals on how we can more accurately convey the severity and seriousness of what is happening inside our hospitals and throughout our community. So in other words, they're not apologizing. They're not saying we're going to make sure that we always are as honest with you as possible. They're saying, listen, you people just don't get it. So they were trying to figure out a way to alter the numbers so that you really truly understand how severe the situation is. I don't know how many times we can go over this, but people, be it here locally and in government, in media, at the hospitals, refuse to accept the reality that this is the behavior that makes people not trust what they're being told. It's not QAnon. It's not, you know, some sort of website with conspiracies or you know, Trump people taking secret directions from him. It's because the people we're told to listen to constantly get caught fudging the numbers. They get caught on Zoom calls that whistleblowers leak out in which they're talking about how it is that we can better scare people by altering the numbers to falsely create this impression that we have a higher number of COVID patients than we do. Or you have, like here in Springfield, Cox requiring people to choose COVID patient when they're trying to do some sort of telemedicine, even though they're not COVID. And so people see that stuff. And they wonder, why is it that you have so many instances of these people we're told to talk to falsely claiming COVID when COVID doesn't exist? Those are the people responsible for the lack of trust. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. Someone was noting that, you know, were these actual doctors or just administrators? One of the individuals on that Zoom call in which they were talking about ways to fudge the COVID numbers by taking people who had recovered and counting them as COVID positive patients in order to, quote, scare people, was Dr. Mary Rudick, who served as the former chief of medical staff. So at least one of them was a doctor. But this is the further problem, too. As I mentioned, the hospital did not come out with a statement saying, hey, listen, this is not who we are. We're not about fudging numbers. We want to be as transparent as possible. They defended this, saying that, well, you people just weren't understanding the full picture. So that's all they were trying to do, is to get you a better picture. So the local media outlet that was reporting on this with the statement, WRAL, called the video a debunking. In other words, it's debunked, as if it wasn't true. First off, it was their own words. Part of what the hospital also said in their statement is, we continue to be concerned with the amount of misinformation in our communities and constantly strive for many ways to be transparent and tell the whole truth. This is the opposite of what happened. You are the ones strategizing how to put out misinformation. And then for a local media outlet to carry that water for them, this is why people don't trust the folks that we're supposed to listen to.